Well, as you just heard there, people who are immunocompromised should be getting their third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine from 2 months after their second. But for First Nations people living with disability, this could be a long way off. That's because for many, they were meant to be in the priority stage of the rollout, but they haven't even had their first shot. Carly Williams takes a look at how vaccine inequity in rural areas has left First Nations immunocompromised people at risk and feeling like they're left behind.
Aboriginal woman Debbie Sarabo is especially vulnerable to COVID. The 66-year-old lives with rheumatoid arthritis and osteoporosis. It makes things like opening jars, eating with a knife and fork, and driving almost impossible. Debbie was a nurse for 40 years, and she's made sure she's had both of her COVID-19 vaccines. But the vaccination rate for First Nations people in her far north Queensland town of Innisfail is one of the lowest in the country.
It's sad, actually, because, you know, with the Indigenous, we don't live as long as the white people, I say. Yeah, so I feel sad because, you know, we don't live as long as them people. That's been proven.
The vaccine rate for First Nations mob in Debbie Sarabo's local government area, Cassowary Coast, is 35.7% for two doses. Just over half the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the region have had one shot. Debbie Sarabo says she'll be getting her third shot soon.
Oh, yeah, my word. Oh, yes, well and truly. Because of health issues, I don't know why, I don't know why the ones without health issues, why they don't want to have it. I just don't know why, because this is a terrible disease.
The ABC has spoken to other First Nations people living with disability in Debbie's town, and they are yet to get their first jab. Damien Griffiths is a Worimi man and leading advocate for the human rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with disability. Considering First Nations people living with disability were 1A on the priority list for vaccines, he says the lag is not good enough.
We're still not seeing enough direct engagement with First Nations people with disability. They need to be able to access the vaccine in the homes, in the places in which they live. It's not accessible for many First Nations people with disability to be expected to be able to go to centre-based vaccine, for example. And we're also really concerned about the lack of really proper accessible information on the benefits of vaccine. We still see that as a major gap.
Damien Griffiths knows the clock is ticking until borders open or a new variant causes trouble. And if you're confused about the difference between booster shots and third doses of the COVID vaccine, you're not alone. People who are severely immunocompromised should get their third dose from 2 to 6 months after their second dose. For people who are non-immunocompromised, they should get boosters about 6 months after their second dose. Damien Griffiths again.
The priority has to be, before boosters happen, is making sure that the coverage for First Nations people with disability, First Nations people in general, is actually met. We need to rapidly identify where those communities, where there's still low numbers of vaccination, and they need to be prioritised. And I think that should be the absolute priority for the national vaccine rollout before we move into the next phase of boosters.
Auntie June Reamer is Deputy CEO of First Peoples Disability Network. She wants more resources so that teams in rural and remote areas can go door to door to provide vaccine information to mob living with disability.
The government has sort of put their eggs all in one basket on the assumption that everyone, for example, accesses the local Aboriginal medical centre. You know, when we talk about people with disability, a lot of people with disability can't access the traditional, you know, community halls or Aboriginal medical centres or, you know, even hospitals in some regions. You know, and we're not just talking wheelchairs, we're talking in general, you know, the vision impaired or the hearing impaired or acquired brain injury. You know, when we talk about disability, disability comes, you know, in many forms and, you know, and they are the most vulnerable. And that's why the appropriate communication needs to be done.
Auntie June works to identify gaps of low vaccine rates in rural and remote areas. In Tennant Creek in the Northern Territory, an info hub or a yarning hub has been set up in the main street.
We, you know, we're trying to encourage people, again, getting back to sitting down, having the yarn, and talking them through, you know, their fears. You know, we've managed to get, you know, quite a large cohort, whether it was in play space or our workers there were actually taking them to the hospital or other areas to get the injection. But the concept of the hub is it's, you know, what we would say owned by the community. It's for them to access, no obligations, come in and have a free cuppa, have a yarn, pick up resources, access information, so people feel safe there.
The Federal Department of Health has begun a booster information campaign with letters sent to about 11 million households around the country.
Carly Williams ending that report.